This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. So the mother of the victim in the Bartlesville, Charlottesville, Virginia, they got ran over. She won't talk to Trump. Apparently he tried to call her, and she says, "I don't want to talk to him. He's responsible for this." I want to explain something to you guys right now. First of all, the left lives on muscle memory. They think that all the Obama stuff over the past 8 years has sunk in and people care about that stuff. What they don't understand is people despise Obama. Black people particularly, they despise Obama. Obama, think about this. Let me put it in perspective for you so you can understand that I am right about this. There's no question. 2008, how big was Barack Obama? 2008, 2009, when he took over the presidency. How big of a hoopla was it when he left in 2017, January 2017, when his reign was officially over? Were people crying? Oh my God, where's Obama? Has anybody asked about Obama? Ask the average person, where is Barack Obama today? They don't give a crap. In 2009, when he first made his trip to Europe and all that, everybody knew. They watched this guy like it was watching the Pope. You can't find him. Ask yourself, go ask your favorite liberal who voted for Barack Obama during the time. Say, hey, what do you think about Obama? Is he more popular now or before? See, you have your answer. But they live on muscle memory. They live on this idea that of the time that Obama spent demonizing you, making you feel little, trying to put a death nail into the conservative movement, the heart of the conservative movement, and it failed. And not only did it failed on such a monumental scale, it's hard to believe these people even take themselves seriously. 1,000 plus seats have turned over from the Democrats to the Republicans. Donald Trump is 5-0, including his win. The fact that Trump himself got elected on the heels of baby black Jesus is amazing. Nobody predicted it. Look, guys, I'm not rehashing history here. I want to put this in perspective for you. Donald Trump has reached rock star status in 7 months in office, and that's with them fighting him. What are you hearing about the Russians? We need a special counsel to investigate. They got it. What's happening? You know what's happening? Now they're reinvestigating Hillary Clinton and the meeting on the tarmac and all these other things that are going to break because of this. And you want to know why? It's because you're winning. They can't figure out what to do with you. They've tried everything. Now they're rehashing, Donald Trump is a racist. He's the reason for this, all this stuff going on in Charlottesville. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I hear people say there's two sides. Donald Trump even said it. And if I was his communications person, I'd say there's not two sides to this argument. There's one side to this argument. It is a one-sided argument of the left. And every group that calls itself a leftist is nothing more than a self-serving. It's either racist, it's anti-Semitic, it's anti-man, it's anti-American or whatever. We, as Americans, don't care about these other groups. Look, if you want to be anti-fascist, I don't really care. I don't care if you want to be a feminist or whatever. You can, as long as you're willing to debate, we don't have a problem. But you name me any group, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, the KKK, every single one of them is engendered by the left. Show me a hate group that you can positively put on the right. I'll even go a step further. Oh, Kevin, the white nationalists, the Aryan Nation, whatever, they are anti-government. They don't propose to be on either side of this argument, but the left puts them over on our side every time, and we allow it. We allow it. Not me. The white supremacists, the new Black Panthers, all of them, as far as I'm concerned, are they're leftist groups. Because leftism foments hate. That's what it creates. It creates bureaucracy and hate. on the same scale. But they want you to take credit for this. We are not responsible for Charlottesville. We are not responsible for Ferguson. We are not responsible for Baltimore. We are not responsible for any place where there is strife, where people are marching, burning down crap. Because you know what we do? We create groups like the Tea Party. Go to Tea Party Community, folks. That is going to be the only Tea Party group left. Go to teapartycommunity.com and join up. Let me tell you why. That is the group that shows the civility in America, that you can fight for your rights the right way at the ballot box. And we've done it. 2008, there's nothing we could have done. 2010, we rallied. And that was the beginning of the end for the Democrats. And they refused to see it. 2012, they got beat even worse, even though Barack Obama got reelected based on muscle memory. But we kicked their butts in 2014. And then, in the ultimate coup d'etat, we kicked their butts, but good, in 2016, and we are actually implementing processes and policies that work, and they're fighting you. You want to know why? Because they know it. They are a drowning person. And all you got to do is just look. You don't have to go out there and try to save them. You throw them all the life jackets you want, throw them, things they can float on, you name it. And they're just going to watch them go by because they prefer to drown rather than to accept the sanity of conservatism. It's leftism bleeds on itself in so many ways. It kills itself. It implodes on itself in so many ways. It's ridiculous, and they know it. Obama was a disaster for the left, and yet they canonize him. That's their problem. They don't see it. And they wonder why we canonize Donald Trump at this point, because he's effective. He's fighting for us. Why would you not canonize a man who says, I'm going to drain the swamp, and he starts to drain it? Cuts to the VA. 500 people were fired from the VA. Barack Obama took Shinseki's, resignation, and that's it. Everybody else intact. Didn't help veterans. IRS scandals out the wazoo. You think he cares? Of course not. And I could go on. So all I'm getting at, folks, is you're winning. They're going to try to set this narrative that you're not, but you are. And you're winning big. And all you have to do is stay the course. All you have to do is say, I'm going to man up. That includes you too, ladies. I'm saying it intentionally. Man up and be ready to fight. That's all you got to do. Hey, we got a lot to talk about. The mother of this victim that won't talk to Trump. Why? Because she's afraid of the backlash of the left and Trump being racist again. How about that?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to get into this situation with Nadal, the state senator from Missouri, who said Trump should be assassinated or killed or whatever. I know it's the same thing, but I'm just saying she wants him dead. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit more about some of the accusations that are occurring right now. And I want to talk about the idea of Trump being racist in the bigger picture of things with the left, because it, again, shows a level of desperation. Now, I'll start by asking you this. How much have you heard about the Russians lately? Not a whole lot, right? You have a special counsel who's supposedly convening grand juries or whatever else. There's nothing. Does Trump seem worried? Does anybody seem worried about the Russians in the Trump administration? The answer is no, because it's nothing. There's nothing there. So now, understanding that that didn't work, The retreads of the left have said, hey, let's go look at racism. Let's accuse Donald Trump of being racist. And they push this narrative of the right being this. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be on TV all week saying that Charlottesville is the left. They own the KKK, the neo-Nazis, the Black Lives Matter movement, the new Black Panthers, all of it. I'm going to be making sure that the people understand leftists are the biggest racists on the planet, because that's what they are. But what gets me is the people who are so quick to leave Donald Trump, and it's not us, it's not the base, it's the rhinos. And I'm going to give you an example. Mitt Romney says Trump needs to apologize. What does Donald Trump need to apologize for? Oh, he didn't say something quick enough in denouncing the KKK or whatever. Look, I don't care if it took Donald Trump 2 hours or 2 days. We all know he has no association with those groups. The idea that somebody would say he needs to apologize implies that he's got something, that there's something wrong with what he's done. This is why, I tell you, every time I think about McCain, I think of Romney, these people that we wanted to be president at one point, and I was a Romney supporter, and I think about how they don't know how to right this country in terms of race relations, it sickens me. GOP leaders, Ryan, I don't know, I didn't even look at the list. These guys, if you want to look at the yellow belly turncoat of our party, look at anybody who asked Donald Trump to apologize. Apologize for what? If anybody should be apologizing, it is the left who should be apologizing to us. Aren't you sick of these pansies on both sides, the leftists who want you to believe, who want to make it believe, people believe that you, the salt of the earth, are racist and all these other things, when in fact, you don't care. You just want this country to live under one spirit, and that is the American spirit, and you don't care what color the person is. Let me tell you something. I know you better than you know yourselves. Show me that African kid that comes over, and he talks about his love of America, and I'll put him in the whitest part of the country, and that kid will do great. I'll put him in the heart of neo-Nazism, and that kid will do great. Because eventually, even the hardest heart understands what this is about. The people who claim they're anarchist or whatever else, you know what they want? They want to see people who will do for themselves, who are not looking for excuses. And I can tell you this point blank, because I lived in these little bodunk places. I've traveled through these bodunk towns where these former racists or people who believe themselves to be racist live, and they come back and they go, you know what, Kevin? You made me wake up and understand that people are not monolithic. You judge people by their character. And we were so headed in that direction until we let leftism take over, until we let rhinos buy into this notion that, you know, or sell us on the notion that they needed to capitulate to the left and conform to this idea of racist America. How about we start selling our message that the only racists in America are the people who are fixated on it, and that's these leftists. I'm sick of them. Al Gore, he says Trump should resign. Unbelievable. This charlatan, this fraud, this guy who has taken the world on a ride, a carbon, ride on his big fat plane, he wants to tell Trump, you need to say so, you should resign. I tell you what, Al Gore, why don't you shut up and go try to sell that movie flop you got going right now? Let me just say how bad Gore is. He gets called out for his overuse of carbon at his house, his mansion, where he uses 70 times more carbon than the average American. His use of a plane, you know, that uses, you know, I don't know, a gazillion times more carbon than the average person's use on a passenger, on a commercial airline. And you know what he said? He says, I paid my carbon tax. So what Al Gore is essentially saying, folks, is I paid for my ability to ruin the planet. Ergo, rich people can pay the tax and do whatever they want. And this fool is too stupid to even recognize that that's what he's saying. But he wants Trump to resign. Yeah, because Al Gore, he's smart. See, Al Gore is smart. Barack Obama, he was the smartest president ever, right? Yeah, so Donald Trump is stupid, ergo, he needs to resign. I'm just telling you guys, you got to understand this stuff. And you have to finally get it in your head. I'm not gonna capitulate. I'm not gonna succumb to this. I'm going to fight this. Every time one of these, I don't know who your representative is. You need to be sending letters saying, "Look, I support Trump. Support him. Period." There's no need to apologize, and he certainly, and for the record, Trump's not going to apologize, nor is he going to resign. But it's newsworthy for people to say that, because as I mentioned in this earlier segment in the broadcast, the muscle memory of the leftist, and this includes rhinos, is they believe that they're going to win in the end. They believe that the media is going to come down so hard on Trump that it's a... There was a meme that came out, and it was Donald Trump looking stern, and all it said was, "Don't worry, I got this." And you can bet that's the case. Don't worry, I got this. Now, that being said, you can't let Trump have to do all the dirty work. He can't do all the heavy lifting. They want to tire him out. Have you thought about how hard he works? Donald Trump's a workaholic, man. He knows how to take time off, and I'm glad he gets over to Mar-a-Lago and does other things. I hope he spends time with his family. I hope he golfs. I hope he relaxes, because he's going to need it all. But when he's working, that dude can't be outworked. I know him because I am him. You cannot outwork me. Now, I can be outsmarted because I'm not always, you know, Johnny on the spot, but I'm building the team to make that happen, hopefully. But I will not be outworked. So what we hope is that Trump is surrounding himself with the right people. And I will tell you, from Purdue, Mnuchin, who's he got? The guy from ExxonMobil, who's the Secretary of State. It's a cabinet of studs is what it is. And in delegating that responsibility and fixing his, you know, main staff, you know, the chief of staff and all that, you're going to watch this guy just keep it going. And I'm telling you, folks, think about all the obstacles the left is putting in front of him and how he's still winning, and you get a picture of the future.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Was inappropriate. I've said that three times now.
And are you apologizing for it?
No. When the president apologizes for what he says, I'll apologize. But
as far to say your statement was inappropriate.
Yes.
You're not apologizing.
It was inappropriate. It was wrong. I posted it to my personal Facebook page, and I deleted it.
But you're not apologizing.
No.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can get my book, Race Pimping, at racepimping.com, because we're about to discuss race pimping. That's what Nadal, the senator from Missouri, is doing. She's race pimping. And it's amazing to me. What you heard there was a liberal apology. I'm apologizing by not apologizing. It was inappropriate, but I'm not apologizing. It was inappropriate that she wants the president of the United States killed, but she's not apologizing. Why? Because she believes that the era of Obama remains. She doesn't believe you exist. She doesn't believe that Donald Trump won by a big margin, particularly given what they thought was going to happen. She doesn't believe it. She doesn't want to believe it. She believes that the overwhelming majority of the people in America want to see an effective president, a guy who's actually doing something for all Americans, not special interests, but all Americans. And she thinks they want him dead. And she believes she can get away with this comment, and she probably will. And you're going, well, Kevin, the Democrats have spoken out against her and all that. I was on Fox and Friends the other morning, and I said, look, it doesn't matter what the Democrats say. They love the Nadals of the world. Those are their attack dogs. See, she's saying what many of them want to say but would be afraid to say. So they hang her out to dry for a little bit, but they don't really want her gone. That would be like saying they want the Congressional Black Circus members gone, all those silly Negroes. They don't want those people gone. Those people are the ones who scream the loudest, who are the squeaky wheel, who make all legislation happen. Did I mention in my book, Race Pimping? Get it at racepimping.com, because that's where you need to go. The reason they need these people is every single piece of legislation that they want to shove down your throat, they will get an Adal or a Maxine Waters or a Charles Rangel or you name it, a Sheila Jackson Lee to squeak about it and pretend black people are all up in arms when black people don't even care. Black people didn't care about Obamacare. And I'll tell you something, black people certainly don't want to see the president of the United States assassinated, regardless of his color. And the idea that a senator, a state senator, would have the gall to say that is ridiculous. It's essentially saying, we are uncivilized as blacks. If we don't like what somebody's doing, kill them. That's the leftist black for sure. kill the person you disagree with. How many threats do I get? I got somebody just 2 days ago. You know, I went on TV, you're Uncle Tom sellout. I wish I could do this or that. Yeah, I wish you could too. Because let me tell you, brother, it wouldn't go your way. And I know there are people that don't like me talking about when I get these threats in my response, because you know what? You're sensible people. You're civilized. You don't believe that people would actually threaten me or my family over a disagreements of how we may feel about one thing or another. But I'm not going to assuage you. If you want to threaten Kevin Jackson, I accept. I will show up and whoop your butt. That's what will happen. I'm not running from you. I'm not afraid of you. And most of these cowards, the minute that you fight back and you say, I'm not joking. Look, I'm a public person. You know where I'm going to be. Show up and watch what happens. I had some guys show up. I was speaking somewhere. Two guys show up at an event and they're heckling me. And I, from the podium, said, you better, first of all, you're not the one up here on this side. You're out in the audience. That's number one. Number two, if you want me to, I will come down there and I'll settle this for you. Now, what say you? It was two guys. Only one of them was mouthing off. I said, if you want, I will stop what I'm doing right now. I'll come down in this audience and we will settle this right now in front of all these conservatives who want to hear me speak. What do you want to do, sir? You know what he did? He shut his mouth for the rest of the time. And I told him, smart move. So if you think I'm kidding, I'm not kidding. This is too serious, folks. We have a person who believes she can say she wants to assassinate the president of the United States and get away with it. Now, I'll ask you this. Who do you think would say that to Barack Obama? Would say, this president needs to be killed. Tell me what Republican senator from any state legislature could say that and keep his or her job. Not be called a racist. Has anybody said Nadal is a racist? Okay, well, let me be the first. Nadal is a racist. She wouldn't say that about Obama. Obama could, as I said one time in arguing about Hillary Clinton, I said, Obama could be wearing a Confederate suit with a Nazi, with an I love Nazi button and a Hitler mask, and people would still love him on the left. That's how good they feel about that man. That's how much they care about his view. But Donald Trump does nothing and they want him killed. Nothing. I'm talking about nothing bad. Donald Trump has done amazing things for this country already. And I'll ask you this. What do you think he could have done unencumbered? What do you think Donald Trump could do if he woke up and suddenly the media was reporting all the great things that he's done? They're reporting the unemployment. They're reporting that black unemployment has fallen one complete percentage point under Donald Trump. Barack Obama couldn't do it. Fallen to, I think, a 17 or 29-year low. I have to forget the numbers. But black unemployment is the lowest point it's been in almost two decades. It's safe to say that. You think Nadal cares about that? Black people are getting good jobs. Soon, black people will live in safer neighborhoods because Donald Trump's threatening to send the National Guard into Chicago. Why? Because Rahm Emanuel's not going to do anything. Rahm Emanuel depends on black people, the criminals running the black communities. These people meet. They meet for dinner. They meet in clandestine locations to talk about how to divvy up that city, how many drugs they can run, how much, you know, as long as they pay the price, pay to play, these black thugs get away with murder, and I mean they get away with murder. You think that a mayor of a city like Chicago that's got one of the most prodigious police forces couldn't cut crime by half in the black community within a year? You're out of your mind. He could tell these folks, look, we're going to redirect these police officers from here. We're going to set up hot zones and we are going to crack down on crime. End of story. He could cut it in half. He could cut it by a quarter in another year. And he could have the crime rate so far down, you'd be safe to walk those streets. Do you think he wants to do that? Do you think he wants to get rid of drugs? Do you think Nadal has a care in the world about actually praising Donald Trump and what he's done for blacks, whether it's what he's done for the historically black colleges and universities, whether it's what he did for HB1 visas, whether what he's done in not having a bunch of illegals waiting for medical care when black people need it, and what he's going to do to improve schools and look at education and so on and so forth. What could she be complaining about? Why would she fight this? See, that's what you always got to do. You got to ask the motivation. Why would she fight this? Did you hear what the... Won't even apologize. Doesn't have the guts to say, you know what, that statement went too far. Now, I said on TV, I don't think she'll get fired. I hope I'm wrong. This is the one time I hope I'm flat wrong. I hope she gets run out on a rail. But here's what I want to tell you, the bigger picture of all of this, folks. The bigger picture is the fact that Democrats would even publicly denounce her, the fact that she's catching grief over this is a good sign. Because they hate Trump. There's a line being drawn in the sand. And it's not the left deciding to draw this line. It is you drawing this line. Your support of Donald Trump says to Nadal, you may live on the muscle memory of Barack Obama and think that you can say whatever you want, you ethnocentric racist, but you're not going to get away with it. We're going to put the heat on you. And I hope the heat shines so brightly and so intensely that Nadal is forced to resign. Wouldn't that be great? I want you to consider what the Black Lives Matter movement did, for example, to the administrators at the University of Missouri, who did nothing in an incident where some kid supposedly got called the N-word by somebody off campus, and the top two people in that college resigned over innuendo, over something that we don't even know that happened. We know this happened. We know this crooked senator, this ethnocentric racist, wants to see the president dead and won't even take it back. Do you think we should make her resign? Because I do. I think she needs to be as dead as disco. Not kill her, but resigned, career-wise. She needs to be gone. That's not the political system we built in this country that says, let's kill the people that we disagree with. That's third world nonsense. But let me tell you what the deal is, folks. That's a good sign for us that people are calling for her head on a platter, including her Democrats. Sure, they're playing CYA. They don't mean it. But to have to say it publicly, that's a big statement. That's a huge statement. And it's a reminder that we are winning. Don't forget it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused 2 breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. If the left can't physically kill Donald Trump, and they want him dead, Kathy Lee Griffin wants his head, George Lopez wants the same, Nadal wants him dead, many others, you've seen the threats. I bet you Donald Trump has gotten more threats than Barack Obama in 6 months. I bet you Donald Trump's gotten more than Barack Obama got his entire presidency. Leftists want him dead. They need him to die. And if they can't do it physically, they will try to do it metaphorically. They will try to do it literally. They want him killed. They want what Donald Trump represents to die, because they need you to die. They need you to go away. This has been the biggest battle philosophically against them in history. Now, we felt that in 2008. We were like, this is the biggest affront we could possibly have, and it was true. They had their golden boy, Barack Obama, and there was nothing we could do about it. It wouldn't matter if we ran Jesus himself against Barack Obama. The left were going to elect that fraud no matter what. Jesus would have been vilified if we'd run him. Remember that time you went in the temple and you turned over the tables? You don't have the temperament to be president, Jesus. I mean, they would have crushed him. Because that's what they do. The left have to destroy Donald Trump. So anybody we ran, well, I went off subject a bit here, but anybody we ran back in 2008 was going to be crushed under the weight of everything that Barack Obama represented. And then guess what? Their Waterloo came in 2016. Ironically, after Barack Obama has had his reign of terror for 8 years, where leftism creeped in every piece of your orifice, every pore in your body now oozes leftism, and he's gone with not a remnant. There's nothing left to show for this guy, and we get Donald Trump, and they need him dead. Real or metaphorically, they need this man killed, crushed. And so what do? They give you all the things that you could possibly, they call him everything he could potentially be, knowing that that's what they are themselves. They say he's a sexist. He will grab women by the you-know-what. Show me a man that won't. I mean, let's just be real. Show me a man who, I mean, we're talking sex here, aren't we? Show me a man who won't. By the way, I've said this before and I'll say it again. The left, the way they dominated us over the decades, because some of you got a little queasy when I started talking about grabbing them by the naughty bits, right? Trump supposedly, you know, said he could grab a woman by the you know what and she'd be okay with it. And I mentioned it and we're talking about sex. Let me tell you something, folks. The three things they tell you not to talk about: sex, politics, and what? Religion? What do they dominate? The left dominates sexuality. They dominate religion to the point where you're afraid to even mention you're a Christ follower. Don't they? And what about politics? Who talks about politics? Do you? When somebody comes on your Facebook page and says, that Donald Trump, he sucks, or whatever, and you go, I don't want to get into it with my buddy. He was my homeboy from college. She was my girlfriend from the last job I had, and I don't want to get into that mix. So they tell you you can't talk about that stuff while they talk about it openly. So what I'm getting at, folks, whether you believe it or not, you're being squashed. And metaphorically, they've killed you, and now you have a champion, a guy that comes out and talks about grabbing women by the naughty bits and doesn't make any apologies for it. Because you know what? A guy with his success, he wasn't lying. And the left knows it. If Barack Obama had talked about grabbing a woman butt, I'll grab one one time. I could probably grab one butt. They would have been like, oh, he's amazing. You're right. I would have let him grab me. Oh, you go, girl. But Donald Trump says it. He's a pariah. How many billionaires do you know who can grab women by the whatevers? My hands up. I know a bunch of them. They wouldn't do it, but they could. They wouldn't even have to. Some women would grab their hands and put it there. What are we talking about here? Are we grown-ups or are we children? You can't talk about that? So anyway, they want to demonize Trump. He grabs women by this. He's a misogynist. His women in his organization come out and they say, no, he's a very respectful guy. He's done more to help women in corporate America, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay, we can't go with that. He hates Muslims because he banned the same countries that Barack Obama did. Oops. We can't pick on him for that because he did what Barack Obama did. He's in cahoots with the Russians. Oh, sorry, there's not an ounce of evidence to that. Let's just keep saying it. Let's keep saying it. He's a racist. One time he wouldn't let black people in his building or whatever. Oh, whatever. Well, hey, how many other people were in that same lawsuit? And oh, by the way, the Trump family settled it and admitted to not being racist. They may be classist. I'm a classist. How do you feel? I'm a classist. I don't want people to have their cars up on, jacked up on, you know, blocks. I don't want people that don't know how to behave around me. I want people who are calm, even tempered, ready to have an exploration of conversations and aren't going to jump to conclusions, are willing to come out and talk to me versus overreact. I don't want neighbors who, you know, do the crap that I've seen neighbors do when they don't like each other politically or whatever. Or like I said, the dregs of society. I've done everything I can in my life to get away from the dregs. If that makes me a classist, I'm a proud classist. If you want to live amongst the weirdos, you know, don't misunderstand me, folks. I'm happy. I'm a blue collar dude, right? I can mingle with I can hobnob with the wealthy. I want to be around people who are down to earth. When I talk about being a classist, I don't like the super poor, the knuckleheads that don't know how to live a regular life, and I don't like the super rich snobs that think, oh, Kevin, I don't like them either. And I would venture to say the majority of you feel the same way. Now, to that comment, if you happen to be one of those bourgeois righties or lefties and you want to help us out, feel free. make a liar out of me. Make me believe that you're a good person. I'm fine. I'm happy with that. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to run away from who I am. I don't like snobs. I don't like ghetto people. And they're, you know, but I have a pretty big tent of people that I'm willing to accept. But we got everybody wanting to jump on Trump because they think it's the cool thing to do. My boss, I don't know him personally, but James Murdoch of Fox, he chimed in on Trump. You know, Donald Trump needs to apologize, blah, blah, blah. You know, he's up at the Romney camp and the rhinos. And I'll say it publicly that James Murdoch is wrong. Donald Trump doesn't need to apologize. And it goes to show you where Fox may be going. I don't know how long I'll last at Fox. If I don't agree with their ideology, I'll have to find another gig. The Art of the Deal ghostwriter says that Trump is going to resign by the end of the year. The ghostwriter that wrote the book, The Art of the Deal. And let me tell you about ghostwriters. Ghostwriters aren't the idea guys. They just write. They hang around you. They get your opinions about things, and then they're supposed to follow, you know, find your voice and write your book for you. Donald Trump's too busy to write a book. Kevin Jackson is too busy to write a book, and I ain't a billionaire, so I know he's too busy because he's a billionaire running the nation. He's too busy. And if I was just a billionaire, I'd be too busy. Y'all would be like, Kevin written another book. Yeah. Goodbye, ghostwriter. But that ghostwriter will hang around me, get my voice, figure things out, and write another book. And I would proudly endorse my book. But now he's saying Trump's going to resign. Look, you ghostwrite books. Who the heck are you to be talking about what the president is going to be doing in the next few months? He'll resign. And the media reports it like he was Trump's right-hand man on the inner circle. Oh, Donald Trump is afraid. This is a dude who hung around Trump for a little while when he was a businessman. And by the way, knowing that about Donald Trump, he should know in the Art of the Deal, there is no surrender. There is no surrender. You have to be willing to walk away to say, I don't care. You think Donald Trump's willing to walk away from the left, walk away from the rhinos, walk away from North Korea, walk away from the Obamacare? You doggone Skippy he is. This idea, they want you to believe. A ghostwriter now suddenly has public prominence. Because how many ghostwriters do you know? Let me just put it to you that way. How many do you know? Well, Kevin, I have this friend. How much do you respect that friend? I mean, is that friend you go, oh, geez, I got a political thing I need to know about. Let me call my ghostwriter friend. But the media wants you to believe this guy's bigger than life because he wrote a book for Donald Trump a decade or more ago. He's nothing. He's a nobody in the political scheme of things. He's nothing. But he's relevant now, right? His ghostwriter says he will resign. Really? What does Trump say? What does his inner circle say? Do any of you believe Donald Trump will resign? I think I've made my point.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.